imagine there's no heaven. Welcome, everybody, to episode 451 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. The Frosty One himself is not here this week. We may be changing the time. I'm not sure at the moment, but glad you could join us today. Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, now I'm sad because there's another artist I'll never get to see live.
Yeah, John Lennon, that was the song you heard at the beginning. I think that song is about as relevant as anything can possibly be right now. Lots of stuff to get to today, guys.
God, I would have loved to have gone to see the Beatles, but you know, even though they split up well before I was born, you know. Yeah.
Well, if McCartney comes, you better, you know, make sure you try to get there. Even Ringo.
By doing what? Mortgaging somebody else's home because I don't own one.
Yeah.
Selling all the blood in my body because it's a fucking fortune to go to a McCartney concert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for good reason.
I'd love to go see Ringo, though. I like Ringo. I don't know why Ringo gets all the hate.
I've always
liked Ringo.
Ringo's like the drummer.
He's a good drummer.
He's okay. He's technically sound.
Way better than he's ever gotten credit for.
He's okay, but Dungeon Buster's in chat. What's up, Dungeon Buster? If you want to join the chat live, we'll just look at the Twitter feed at our RP Grinders. I'll tweet out during the week to see what we're all going to be doing. It's either going to be Friday at 7 Eastern or Saturday, like we're doing right now, at 3 Eastern, but we'll let you know. Some good things are happening. We are probably going to switch to either YouTube or Twitch. I've actually figured out some things for a change on the live stream front. So special thanks to Tiger Claw for turning me on to OBS. It's actually helping me quite a bit. All right. Frosty One himself is not joining today, so I'll talk to him later. Eric, how was your week, dude?
It was all right.
Yeah. You, Breakman? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Oh boy, do we got a lot to talk about. Let's start with the news. We're just gonna do basically headlines the rest of the way and then get to news because...
Really? Because I want to talk about music now. Like, I'm not in the news mood.
I know, but
that's fine. Well, let's get the news over with. Can we talk about music later?
Absolutely. We will talk about music. I mean, honestly, this quite possibly, I mean, depending on what happens in the world, could be the last RB Grinders as far as we know. So,
I'd like to talk about like artists that you never got to see, and it's, you know, they're gone. Yeah. Stuff like that.
We'll talk about it. Let's just quickly breeze through the news here. The RPG news first. Eric.
All right. I think this one should be Breaks, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured you'd do that crap. Okay, coming to us live from RPG site. Atelier Liddy. I would have got there eventually, maybe. And Soar?
I think. I've heard this name before, but I haven't heard it often enough to know if it's that pronunciation or not.
Okay, so Atelier Liddy and Soar is coming to PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita, and a Nintendo Switch. After an initial reveal 2 months ago, Koei Tecmo's Gust is finally publishing new information of Atelier Liddy and Sore, Alchemist of the Mysterious Painting. Just call it that. Skip the rest of the
Yeah. No, I
bullshit. They're
agree.
published in the week's week in the in this week's weekly Famitsu and Dengeki PlayStation magazines, and we have early summarized details of the coverage thanks to Alternator? Who's Alternator?
You got me.
I've never heard of Alternator. Okay, Atelier
It's the
Liddy.
person, one of the people who writes for the site.
Oh, okay.
You need to learn to improvise.
Improvise.
How dare you besmirch the fine name of Breakman on the show?
I don't know if I can read anything else.
Don't hurt his feelings, man. What's wrong with you, Eric?
The sequel and conclusion to Atelier's mystery series, which also included the Atelier Sophie and Atelier Fierce,
Yeah, there
will
you
take
go.
place in Merivale, the capital of the kingdom of Adalet, which has a small atelier being managed by our two main characters who are novice alchemists. I love just to make up names here.
Yeah.
It just went with it. When they found a mysterious painting, a mysterious world expands into inside the painting. Characters: Liddy Marlin, voiced by Maria Naganawa, designed by Eugen. The elder twin sister, who is a carefree personality and also a natural airhead, aged 14 years old, she wields a wand. Sower Marlin, voiced by Hikaru
Hikaru.
Akaru, okay. Akaru Akeo, designed by Noko.
Cow.
Akao, okay. Designed by Noko, the younger twin sister who manages the Atelier together with Liddy. Well, younger twin, like by what minutes? In contrast to her elder sister, Sora is a bright, energetic tomboy girl. She seems to use a pair of pistols.
Okay. That's good enough on this.
Yeah, there's some gameplay system mechanics. Dungeon Buster's gonna get to read it. That's about it.
But I think it's interesting about this game is that they seem to be freshening up the combination or the battle system and the synthesis systems by incorporating synthesis into battle. That's
Wow.
interesting.
In chat, Frick All of You has joined, and Frick All of You says, "Fuck you, Frank. Fuck you, Break. And fuck you, Moria."
And not fuck you, Eric. That's
I
interesting.
noticed that. The Eric, he said fuck all of you, but then he
How
didn't mention Eric.
much did you pay this guy or gal in chat, Eric?
Huh?
I wasn't calling the three of you last week. What? I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I think he listened to last week's episode when we were kind of talking. I think we made a lot of good points about our friend, Mr. Freak.
Oh, Freak Five, yeah. Freak Five, we got a new
But he seems to think they were insults. No, we were just pointing out facts.
Yeah, pointing out
Why is he calling
facts.
himself Frick, though?
Frick all of you, I don't
Yeah, he's saying fuck all of us.
I'm pretty sure I'd said one bad thing, but you might have
Slander.
missed it.
We're
Eric was
slandering.
not slandering me last
Yeah. All right, let's go with the next story break, man. Let's get this, I really want to go through the news really quick
God,
here.
that's so good. Okay, coming to us live from RPG Site. Dragon's Dogma: Dark Arisen launches on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One this October. Capcom has announced that Dragon's Dogma: Dark Arisen will be released on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on October 3rd
All
for both
right.
North America and Europe. They really love the PC version, according to them. There's a trailer and Dungeon Buster, and Freak get to see it and sort of everybody else's luck.
Yeah, do you guys want to listen to the trailer of Dragon's Dogma?
No.
Okay.
I was a little
And
drunk when
not unless it's got good music.
said
I didn't
well,
watch it beforehand.
let's try
Now
it.
I want to go back and listen just to hear what we said about
I
it.
know, I can't remember what we said, but it probably was the truth. Here's a little bit of
Oh,
mu
it's the chat wouldn't let him use fuck in his name. That sucks.
Oh. That's weird. Well, we might be changing pretty soon, Freak, to either Twitch or
Is Twitch allow fuck use
I'm
names?
not sure. I'm not sure at all. I'll have to figure that out. I did find a way to link IRC chat with my client to Twitch, so I got that going for us. So I don't know. There's lots of stuff happening here. I'm trying to, you know, I'm figuring out lots of stuff. But here is the sound for Dragon's Dogma. Dungeon Buster said he played it already, so go to hell.
This is played the Dark Arisen already? How do you do that?
Yeah.
PC.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did say PC 2016. My bad.
Ah, looks good. All right, I'm going to stop it there. It doesn't look good. The music sounds good, though. Looks all right. Just okay from what I can see. Maybe Dungeon can give us some insight. It's cool to see they reintroduced it for more players to try it. So, obviously, people... It kind of has a following. I never got a chance to play it, but now's I guess, my chance to play it. All right, next story. Oh, Freak5 says, Frank said I was texting him last week. And Break and Moria said I was calling them and harassing them on the phone. He said I insisted that I have his number, but I haven't texted him since I met him. But I am tempted to start sending him butt pics. As long as they're, you know, butt pics of hot chicks, then I'm totally down. Dungeon Buster says Dark Arisen was an expansion in Dragon's Dogma. Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
I get it. I'm sorry.
All right, next story comes to us from RPG side. Etrian Odyssey 5 out October 17th in America. So there you go. There's a couple of updates. Deep Silver's European press release says the release date in Europe will be announced at a later time.
Given an official confirmation of November 3rd.
Yep, I didn't get a chance to finish, but yes, November 3rd is the...
Well, you could have just skipped right to that.
All right, next story, Eric.
I should actually read this one.
Oh.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition is coming September 26th.
Oh, cool.
So that means all the DLC packs and all the updates, everything that I paid for, you're not going to... get for free.
Yeah, Freak 5.
But that's what happens for all the earlier you adapt something.
Fallout 4 is not even worth buying, though, or playing.
Fuck you!
Freak 5.
I know lots of people don't like that game.
Yeah. I know. It's not for everybody, that's for sure. But I fucking love it.
Freak 5.
No, I mean, compared to 3 or New Vegas.
Freak 5 says,
I didn't play New Vegas, actually. I played the third one a lot.
It's more that they... It's not that they didn't like the game. It was more that it was too much of the same from last time and not particularly done very well.
Yeah.
I don't like my options for being evil in 4 compared to the third one. Because in the fourth one, I can be mean.
Choices don't matter at all.
But well, the only at the end you get to choose what side you're gonna side with. But it's
at the end.
Yeah. Whereas Fallout 4, you could do some pretty heinous things right at the beginning, like nuke a town, for instance.
I mean, don't you mean 3?
What'd I say? Fourth one. I'm at the third one, I personally just got bored being like the nice guy in that, and I just started killing everybody and going into town stealing shit, and I did a lot of fun doing that shit. But in the fourth one, it doesn't... The way they build it, it doesn't seem like you can really do that. Although there is a... in the DLC packs, there is one that's focused on raiders and such, like maybe as far as I could tell, like recruiting your own raiders. It looks like some of the DLC I'll watch will be evil.
I think another reason people didn't like 4 is apparently because you couldn't do a pacifist route unless you went out of your way to do so. Mm. You had to break the game, basically, in some cases.
Freak 5 wants to send pictures of his ass to me. I don't know what that's all about. Dungeon Buster says, whatever Fallout 4, I'm waiting for the Toaster Edition. New Vegas is great, But it underlines how different the approaches are between Bethesda and Obsidian. New Vegas has a lot more meaningful choices, but that made sense because Obsidian has a lot of people that worked on Fallout 1 and 2. So that's interesting, a little bit of backstory on Fallout.
Yeah, I actually bought New Vegas. Yeah, I saw it used and cheap. I just never got around to playing it.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Because it's one of those games once you play it.
Yeah, I have both Fallout 3 and New Vegas, and I still haven't played them that much.
Yeah, I'm interested in getting this PS4 Game of the Year edition once I get my PS4. Let's move on to the next story, Eric.
All right, next story is from RPG site Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory. It's out in Japan on December 14th, and it will come out for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita. And there's going to be some bonus content that will be available, I guess, to those pre-order early. But you can also buy, and this content entails Sister Mon Noir, Sister Mon Blanc, and Omega Mon and X as raisable Digimons. This is school uniform outfits will also be available for Takumi, Amy, who are the main protagonists of the last game, and Hacker's Memory protagonist Keisuke.
Yeah. Looks.
And there's a limited edition because, of course, there is.
Yeah, because of course, I was just looking at the limited edition.
20th anniversary of Digimon, though. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Gaming Bugs. How dare you? How dare you guys talk shit about me? Let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Oh, sorry. I completely lost. I didn't even load the next story shit.
It's on.
I was chatting, my bad.
Yeah, no worries. The Nihon Falcom story. I don't know if you see it.
Nihon Falcom. Coming to us live from RPG Game Site. Nihon Falcom wants to know if you want Trails of Cold Steel 1 and 2 on PS4. If you don't speak Japanese, this is what the tweet says, according to, I guess there's a tweet on here. Why did you show a picture of this? Why didn't you just, this is your news story, is a picture of a tweet. Yeah. Anyways, we already, according to this picture of a tweet that says, we already really want to release those. Are we able to anticipate how much demand there will be, though? This is a personal tweet, though.
Yeah, LOL. It's not a personal tweet if you include the company in the tweet. So
yeah, you're basically representing the company when you make tweets.
Of course, we want them.
That's a cop out when you say we.
I think he's basically saying we pitched this idea, but they asked me to poke Twitter to see what kind of response we can get before they can commit to it.
Of course.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Because when they say, are we able to anticipate how much demand there will be, though, that's a cop-out because you have to do that with every single release.
Yeah.
It's a PR response to everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so this is a non-story. Let's go on to the next one
I'd say this much. I'd like to see Trails of Cold Steel 1 and 2 based on the PC version that recently released.
Okay. Let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Horizon Zero Dawn, the Frozen...
Wait, I mean, not recently. It's actually comes out next week.
Eric, let me finish, dude. Horizon Zero Dawn, the Frozen Wilds, will be out November 7th. So there you go. Wow. That's coming up quick. It doesn't seem like it, though, huh? It seems like, I don't know. It still feels like summer, but we're starting to transition into fall. You know, it's like,
I need to ask Dungeon Master a question about Horizon Zero Dawn. Is it worth buying for like $30?
It looks good.
I don't think it's worth $40.
It looks good. I mean,
it has been a really cool summer. Yeah. June was it got to 90 at some points in June, and then after that, it's been at the highest, like mid-80s.
Wow, here it's been really hot in Denver, man. Like we've had more than a few days in the hundreds, so wow. It's been pretty hot here. Global warming is a thing. It's not a hoax. It's happening. All right, let's move on to the next story, Breakman. Actually, I got this.
I was gonna say. You're giving me this one?
You can do the next two, actually.
Okay, I'll do the next two. This one comes to us from RPGsite.net. Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3 coming to the PlayStation 4 and 3DS in Japan. The date is August 10th for 1 and 2, and Dragon Quest 3 will be released later for 1,500 yen. So there you go.
Corncheck has a review of Dragon Quest 1 on the PS4 because apparently he got code from the Japanese version of the game.
Wow,
What
that's
versions are they?
either that or he imported the 11 and he's already beaten the game or something.
Dungeon Buster said Zero Dawn is totally worth buying, even at 60. It's one of his favorite games of the year, and if you
But
don't.
I think this August date is for the 3DS versions more than the PS4 versions, the PS4 versions of 2 and 3, because those aren't out yet.
I don't know, Freak Five. Freak Five's asking about the Frosty one. I have no idea.
Although, based on Korn's review, they actually changed the artwork and it looks ugly as hell.
Right.
You got his number. Why don't you text him? Other than sexting him for once, just text him.
It's
Why don't
like
Gary,
they
you're
ported the
exiled.
I. It's like they ported the smartphone version and then they changed the art assets for no reason.
How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled.
I
And
was talking about Freak, not you.
Freak Five is exiled. Yeah, why don't you text him? Jesus. He's still waiting for his permission. Yeah, exactly. I, dude, you got my permission, but it's, I mean, maybe you could just crop him out. How about that? All right, next story is also from RPG site and also involves Dragon
Wait,
Quest.
I had a question on that last one. Like, what versions of Dragon Quest are there? I almost said Mega Man because
I
Freak
just
has
said
specific
smartphone
memory.
versions.
Yeah,
Oh, the
smartphone.
smartphone version. I'm sorry, I
But
missed that.
they edited the artworks that so I think the artwork's even different from the smartphone versions because it looks ugly as hell and amateurish.
Oh,
This one comes also from RPG site. Dragon Quest Builders 2 announced for PS4 and Switch. But they don't really give us a date here. And then there's a little gameplay trailer, which I'm not
Simple
going to play.
Square, we announce a game.
Yeah, typical. So who cares? On to the
So
next.
is that like Minecraft Dragon Quest?
Yeah, pretty
Sort
much. I'm
more or
down for
less.
it. But, I haven't played the first one, but it looks good. I'm not a mine.
I've watched my nephew play it, and the Minecraft that is, and
Yeah.
it's. I could see myself if I was like 12 years old or
Yeah,
something, like it'd be the
yeah.
best thing ever. But as an adult, I just look at it like. I
Yeah.
don't. You still have to make the game. Like I got stuff to do.
Well,
Like
Builders just
just want
gives
to
you a bunch
play
of
it.
tasks.
Yeah.
So, sort of has a story to it.
Even if I had time, like I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
God.
This is, I mean, it's interesting to me, obviously, because it's Dragon Quest, but it's not something that I would take the time to make a game. Dungeon Buster says, I hope Dragon Quest Builders 2 is a lot less repetitive. When I found out I had to, quote, relearn all my stuff on a new world, my drive to play the game died. Yeah, that sucks,
Ugh.
man. All right, on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is Battle Chasers for Switch has been delayed. This is THQ Nordic and Airship Syndicate have released opening animation for Battle Chasers Night War. It's animated by Powerhouse Animation, same studio behind Netflix's recently launched Castlevania animated TV series. Video reveals the Switch version of the game has been delayed to slightly later than its PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC counterparts, which launch on October 3rd. I think they're doing physical releases of this game, so maybe the Switch cartridges aren't ready, so it's probably like a week or two behind.
Yeah. How dare you, Freak Five? He just sent me a naughty picture of
I got a freaking
Oh, a
topic
naughty
that I forgot
picture.
to go over with you, Frank, but do you want to talk about why I think gamers are stupid?
No. Inner Frank is screaming, "No!" Dungeon Buster says.
No, it relates. Well, if you want me to be specific, it relates to people not understanding the Nintendo supply chain problems.
We can hold off on that, dude. We got tons of news and stuff to get to. We'll get to it though, before we end the show. All right, next story, Breakman.
Hold on, typing something. Okay, coming to us live from Gamatsu, damn it. Ease 7 for PC launches August 30th. Ease 7 will launch for PC via Steam, GOG, and Humble Store on August 30th because they can't be troubled to write a paragraph that isn't almost exactly the starting sentence of the headline.
Yeah.
And we'll launch a week discount of 10% off, regular price of $24.99 American dollars, €24.99, and £19.99. Publisher Exceed Games announced this first fully 3D entry in the Ease series. Ease 7 offers high definition visuals at 60 frames per second, controller support, and other improvements over the PSP original, first launched in 2010. Wow. I'll read the, let's see here. I'll just read the story, not about the key features, but, you know what? How about I just read the key features instead?
Yeah, that probably be, just
yeah. Gorgeous PSP action RPG gets the modern PC facelift. The leap to PC is accompanied by many improvements, such as a full HD, multiple user configurable, as full HD, multiple user configurable settings, a smooth 60 frames per second frame rate, and I'm sorry, they didn't screw up, I screwed up. Achievements when applicable offer not offered on DRM-free version, and more. Epic story spanning over 30 hours of gameplay, this tale of five great dragons, a war-torn kingdom, ancient rites, and more spans over 30 hours of gameplay as the players venture on an epic quest to save the world. Real-time combat with epic boss fights. As per East tradition, all enemies big and small are seen and engaged on the field map in real time, with up to three party members available to swap among at will in order to fluidly strategize and take them down. New skills learned through weapons, rewarding exploration. Unique in the E-series, new skills for each character are learned by wielding different weapons, rewarding players for exploring dungeons thoroughly to find every treasure.
Yeah.
Those are some big sentences there. Each one of those was one really long sentence.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, sounds like the Dark Tower series as a video game. You get to the end and Roland has to start over again. He's talking about Dungeon Buster on Dragon Quest Builders, how he loses all of his stuff as he goes to...
That sounds like a terrible gameplay decision to me.
Why? Like, you're Minecrafting. I mean, the rule of the games isn't to level up and fight monsters. I mean, you do have to do that at some point, but the goal of the game is to make things, so having you start over kind of makes sense.
It does make sense in the context of that game, but I don't think there's a huge market for that. If you look at Minecraft,
maybe as a story decision, whatever. But you have to consider gameplay first and the gamer first. You can't do something that's like he said. It felt soul crushing. He felt defeated when they did that.
Yeah.
Basically, your game restarted, and it's like, oh, you're fucking kidding me! Yeah. I gotta start all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Apollo Justice, Ace Attorney, coming to 3DS eShop in November with new features. with new alternative futures, just like alternative facts. Just what I said, it's coming in.
God, I wish I could go a day without hearing that.
I know. You can't.
Alternative facts or fake news, any of that shit. Just a day without hearing any of it.
Or pretending to be open-minded by saying we have to let other sides, like Nazis, have a chance at saying their piece about what they think about people.
We'll get to that.
Instead of organizing to, you know, kill them.
Yeah, no. Let's...
I think if they're going to have their say, we should be able to protest, like, protests should be fine.
Yeah.
Hold on. I mean, they use it as a shield to destroy other people's.
But I was going to say there was a report right before this started that apparently a car ran into a group of people there protesting.
We're going to talk about this.
So it could have been like that group just.
It was a white supremacist car, by the way.
Yeah, we're gonna,
exactly. It is as we expected. That's why we're out there protesting. And that's why they're not a. They're not protesting. This is a hate group acting
doing hate stuff.
We're gonna
yes,
talk
they're
about
doing hate
this.
stuff.
We're gonna talk about this in a minute. I don't want to talk about it right now because there's I.
If they were just out there saying, hey, like this is what they believe, and I guess freedom of speech, we give them that right, but that's not what they're doing. They're starting fights and shit and running people over.
We'll talk about it in just a second, but it's this Ace Attorney is $19.99 on
It's
the
digital only
3DS.
too, so
Yep,
yay.
digital only eShop in November.
Way to be
So,
Capcom, way to be.
all right, next story,
I
Breakman.
do want to mention something though before you move on.
All right.
But I think what's interesting here is you'll be able to play Japanese or American or editions of this game, which means that you could play with I think you could still play in English, and you can play with like I think there's quite a bit of differences in the between the versions. Like Japanese has a bunch of different signage and stuff, and so like edits like that will be restored. It'll be interesting to see at least.
Okay. Next story. Who did I say? Breakman?
It may I we're talking about Dark Tower in chat. According to Freak, he spoiled everything for me. Thank God he did, because I don't want to ever see anything Dark Tower ever. If that's what it's gonna be, I am out before I
Did
begin.
we do the E7 story already?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yes. Okay.
And he did Apollo, and now I'm doing the next one. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Happy Dungeons for PS4 launches September 7th in Japan, September 12th in the West. The PlayStation 4 version of free-to-play action RPG Happy Dungeons will launch on September 7th in Japan and September 12th in the West, developer ToyLogic announced.
Yeah. All right.
ToyLogic is running an early pre-registration campaign from August 10th to the 31st. What were you saying, Frank?
No, I was just saying that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Early registration exclusive minion Minions are small characters who follow you into dungeons. Mimi's abilities make all allies invisible. Invincible, sorry.
Yeah.
That'd
All
be a
right.
big difference. And invincible for 3 seconds after opening treasure chest. Sorry, I was trying to laugh, not scream, because the cat at that point decided now's a good time to like need my leg. Happy cards feel free passes times 10. With these, you can try your hand at happy cards for a chance to win rare equipment items. And I think she wants to show her love by making me bleed.
Yeah, there you go.
5,000 registered, 100 happy jewels. 10,000
Not.
registered, 200 happy jewels. 15,000 registered, 300 happy jewels. 20,000 registered, 400 happy jewels. 25,000 registered, 500 happy jewels.
I'd say get your cat declawed.
No,
No, that's
absolutely not.
cruel.
That
You
is
don't want to do
cruel.
that.
No way.
Okay, how about, like filing their nails down then?
But what they do
Yes.
is basically the clawing a cat would be like taking
Taking their
your
knuckle.
hand and cutting it off at the knuckle.
Yep. All right, let's move
It
on.
it's not they don't take the claw out, like they take the fucking yeah.
Oh,
I
okay,
don't
never
think about
mind
that.
then.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right,
I
Eric.
thought it was just the nails.
No. Eric,
No.
next
No.
story, please.
Unfortunately, I had a cat claw. I
Yeah.
did not know that.
Yeah. All right.
And I felt terrible once I found out, but they don't. But when you take them there, they don't tell you that.
Yeah. No, they don't. All right, Eric, next story, please.
At least that vet didn't, which I would hope vets tell people that's what's going to happen to the animal. I found out later, and it's a horrible thought,
Yeah,
and I've
it's
regretted it ever
awful.
since.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe you could put like mitts on their claws and stuff. So
Mitts.
you can there are things you can do, like
you can put caps on their claws, or
Yeah.
There are sprays you can get so they don't scratch things, but mostly they just need trees. But as far as them like kneading and stuff,
Scratch posts.
Yeah,
I just need to I really just need to trim her claws for the most part.
Freak
It's still gonna hurt a little bit, but it's better than nothing.
Freak 5 said, after almost 20 years at my job, I finally got a window seat. Yeah, that's good, man. Good,
I
good
wish I
on
had
you.
a desk job.
Yeah. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Hakuoki Kyoto Winds for PC has been dated. I'm not even reading the article. I'm just reading the date here in the link.
Yeah, that's
August
fine.
24th.
All right, August 24th. I think we talked about this game before,
Yeah,
anyways.
I don't think we had a date for the PC version, though.
Yeah. Breakman, you want to read the last story?
My last story. There's two more.
What?
Yeah, I see two stories, not one.
Did you add
yeah.
one late?
I told Frank about it.
I'll read the first one of the last two. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Yokai Watch Busters Gamatsu. Busters 2 announced update to the story. Yokai Watch Busters 2 is in development and will launch in Japan this winter. The latest issue of Kuro Kuro Comic reveals. The magazine does not mention a platform. The first Yokai Watch Busters.
It's a 3DS game, by the way.
That's what I was about to say. The first Yokai Watch Busters launched for 3DS in Red Cat Team and White Dog's core version in July 2015 in Japan. Update, a scan form Kuro Kuro comic has resurfaced, revealing the full title to be Yokai Watch Busters 2, Treasure Lesbian. Treasure Lesbian. Yokai Watch
That's
Busters
the name of this
2.
Episode, Treasure Lesbian.
Treasure Lesbian. Sorry. Yokai Watch Busters 2 Treasure Legend Ban Bara Baraya Barara
Brian Nan. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. This time the game is set on Karakuri Island, where the treasure of a pirate king rests. Karakuri Island is a mysterious island with extravagant treasures and where dangerous yokai lie in wait.
Yeah. All right.
You know, there's a Western developed arrow gay called Mutiny, and it's about treasure lesbians.
Sweet. Awesome.
Treasure. I want to know more about treasure lesbians.
Yeah, me too. All right, Eric.
It's basically a bunch of lesbian pirates.
All right,
but,
Eric.
Anyways,
I want to know more.
Last story.
You'll have to wait until I actually play it for review since I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah.
You had me a treasure. You had me a lesbian. I want to know more.
All right.
Anyways, this game is Shunyan Saga, and it's a visual novel / fighting game, and it'll turn a pampered princess into a kung fu master.
Go ahead.
It'll have players guiding Shunyan, pampered princess, in her journey to learn martial arts in order to defeat the Gur Horde. Stopping at the destruction of the Five Kingdoms. And it's split into several different play styles, like we mentioned. Visual novel story segments, but 3D beat-em-up style once you get into combat.
Yeah, I have not seen this, so let me go ahead and start the trailer, just a little bit of the trailer here. This is Shunyan Saga.
In an ancient time, when the guardian spirits still protected the world, an evil general built an army of limitless destruction to conquer all the Five Kingdoms. His strength came not from the sacred ancestors, but from a forgotten demon awakened by his thirst for power. The dark dragon offered him the chance to rule the world. But at the cost of his soul. Now, with unprecedented powers from beyond this world, the barbarian horde seems unstoppable.
Yeah, that I'm not going to play the rest of it. If you want to see the rest of it, it's on...
the game looks kind of rough. But...
It does look rough, but...
The barbarian horror.
But I do think that incorporating martial arts moves that are inspired by real moves is interesting.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says, wow, that voiceover narration in an ancient time. Evil things
happen.
Yeah, happened.
It was not good.
Yeah, no, it was not good at all. All right, that's the end of the news, mercifully so. Any homie discounts that you guys know of? I saw one. Oh, Suede Pup from Dan, I can't remember. Zed Radio sent us a link to that what's that? Not Dog Soldiers, but what am I thinking of? It's that one game that's on the Wii U, and it's on. Fuck, man, I'm gonna have to look it up. But there was a deal. I'll look that up in just a second. Any Twitter questions?
Oh shit! You know, I didn't even look.
Dang. Yeah. How cool are you? What have you been playing, Eric?
Well, I was loading it. I mean, were you skipping me because I wasn't ready?
I'm not skipping you. How dare you? Okay, go ahead. Break.
Okay. Let me see here. Starting on August 7th, after Freak listened to our episode where we talked about him and all the facts about him. RP Grinders, fuck all of you except that Eric RPG. Spring lies about me. Yeah. I think Frank is just upset I haven't called, so he is to lie and make me sound like a creeper calling him all the time.
Yep.
Frank gave me his number. I never even asked for it. I think he wanted me to send him dick pics.
How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? You are exiled. That was, man, all facts, he says. How dare you?
This is a bad one. Coming to us from... I don't think I've ever gotten this one. At @retro_UK. RP Grinders, oh man, second week with bad echo. Unlistenable, sadly.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
Told me he had fixed it?
No. I fixed it for this week. I apologize for the, the bad audio. I tried to fix it for last week and I couldn't, but I think I got everything under control now. So hopefully that will be taken care of. You can send him a tweet of that.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. Yeah. I'm actually going to tweet to him right now. So if you want to move on to like what you're playing for a moment, I'll get back to
that. Why don't you check these before you upload them?
What? Dude, what? I do check.
It's supposed
them.
To be your job.
No,
well, I'm just there's two more tweets. I'll just read those real quick and then I'll reply to them. Yep. Our Freak5K says Rule 34 has failed me. There isn't a porn version of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
What would it be? What would the name be for Pee-wee's Playhouse porn parody? Like what would it be named? Like,
I don't think you need to change the name.
No.
Pee-wees. You'd have to change it for
you'd have to change the spelling of Pee-wee.
Oh wow, Freak Five's been playing Dark Cloud. That's a great game, man. That's a very underrated game. I like Dark Cloud. And Friday the 13th, he said. I heard there's some
Free Willy's Playhouse instead.
I heard they're doing something really controversial with what's going on with that.
Pee-wee's Porn House. That's pretty awesome. I think Pee-wee is trademarked though or copyrighted. I don't know. All right, sorry. What were you saying, Break?
They're going to do something really controversial. I saw for Friday the 13th, the game.
What are they going to do?
With the latest update, apparently they're going to remove the ability to player kill.
What?
I was reading in a news article, and there are a lot of people that are upset about that.
Yeah.
But the problem is
reenact the part six. Yeah.
There have been people who have been teaming up with Jason and stuff, even though that's specifically against the rules. There have been several incidents of that happening. Like, this is the shit that's happened in this game is newsworthy.
Wait, how do you team up with someone whose objective is to kill everybody he sees? Yeah.
Well, there was this big thing about a month ago or something where a couple guys got banned because they were fighting with apparently a little kid. And at one point, two women came to the little kid's help, and the little kid was being Jason, so they were going around helping Jason kill everybody. Mm-hmm. And those two, the two guys who were fighting with the little kid, got banned, and then the little kid didn't get punished at all, and the girls didn't get punished, and everybody was really pissed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can see.
There's a bunch of controversy going on with that game.
Yeah, I can see that. There's some
comments. I don't know what the resolve was. I never.
People are assholes in the game, Freak Five says. He also says Cherry would be a sex swing in Pee-wee's Porn House, which I am all for. That'd be cool.
And Dungeon Buster wisely says, why don't they just add a toggle to pick between team kill and no team kill servers?
Yeah, Yeah,
Because
like
common sense fails most people when it comes to petty arguments on message boards and over the internet.
All
Common
right.
sense left the internet a long time ago, DB. I don't know why. It just did.
All right.
He says, like in the 90s.
All right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that
All
is.
right, I completely forgot. My only character is Jason, so you could use voice chat. That's how.
All right. What have you been playing, Break?
Okay, I have mostly been playing Plants vs. Zombies 2 and Killer Instinct.
Yeah, cool. You getting better at Killer Instinct at all, or?
Better against the computer.
Are you ready to take on Wyland, is the question.
No.
Oh,
No,
okay.
that's not a fair question. No.
All right. Eric,
I'm not ready for hard mode in Killer Instinct. I'm
I know.
definitely not ready for
Yeah.
Wayland.
Yeah. Oh, God. He that dude plays pretty well, man. I've seen some of his stuff. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I finished Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age.
Oh,
Well, the
great.
main story. There's still a couple things I could have done, but I just chose not to because getting the Worm Hero Blade, it takes more effort than it's worth because you have to do a stupid mini fishing mini game in addition to killing Yasmat, which I did do, and it took me over 3 hours because he has a ridiculous amount of health, and I pretty much had to couldn't run the game on automatic once you get him to critical status because he constantly attacks you, and I ran out of like Phoenix down, so I had to constantly figure out ways to keep my MP up because I was running low on MP restoration items.
Yeah.
So it took longer than it needed to, but I did that, and I didn't fight Omega because I at that point I learned I had to do the fishing mini game. I gave up.
Okay.
It's like, I'm not gonna platinum this game ever, probably, so I'm not gonna bother.
Okay. What else you
But
been playing?
other than that, I played Hakuoki Kyoto Winds when I was at work, and I played a little bit of Pyre and Sundered. And Pyre's a good game, and Sundered's a terrible game,
Ooh.
because Sundered, more you talked about it last week, but I can't get past the fact that the game has lots of technical issues and. I'm sure the lag in the game will be fixed, but if I have to deal with lag in addition to game throwing a bunch of enemies at you, because of course that's a good idea,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
killing you at every opportunity, and doing it constantly. If it were just only a couple areas in the game where enemies, like ways of those enemies would pop up and try to kill you, I wouldn't mind so much, but it's like practically every 5 minutes, maybe even less sometimes.
Yeah. No,
But in the random generation, which makes it harder to get around sometimes, it's like, why couldn't they just make a solid level design that's consistent? I mean, it's the same every time, but it's solid. But in addition to that, the load times are horrendously long. And if I'm going to be dying a lot, I don't want to have that downtime.
Yeah.
It is a
No,
mess of a game.
I don't blame you. I was
I'm going to
what
give it a 4 once I finally write the review
Well,
tomorrow.
be fair to it. I was watching Mug play that game a while back, and it looked interesting, but I
There's
for
a
the
good game in there. It's just shit gets in the way of it
Yeah.
being fun.
I'm with you 100%, Eric. Like I that game would be unplayable to me in its
It's like,
current form.
and I feel like the game was made by the Get Good Club because there's a normal difficulty, there's a hard difficulty, and there's an even harder difficulty, but there's no easy difficulty. It's like,
Yeah,
why
yeah.
bother making a normal difficulty if you're not gonna have a difficulty below that?
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing?
Especially since normal is still very hard.
Yeah. Anything
It's like,
else? Anything else, Eric? Or are you?
I played a little bit of Trails of Cold Steel for PC. I got myself a trainer so I could just max out my character's levels and stuff, and not have to worry about replaying the game again because I'm going to have to if I want to review the PC version of the sequel. But so I don't have to worry about having to go through that long game again with the challenge because I've already done the challenge. But other than that, I played Yasuka Zero this today. I've been trying to complete it. Or I start. I I took yesterday off. I got through like a couple more chapters, and I was just about near the end when we had to do the podcast. I'll finish it when we're done.
Yeah. All right. I've just been playing a little bit more of MPQ. Most of my time has been dedicated to fixing the sound, for one. I'm hoping it will be good. After the show, I'll know for sure. That's all I've been doing is leveling up some, trying to get some new covers and shit like that. I do want to beat Salt and Sanctuary at some point in this coming week, so hopefully I'll get the time to do that.
All right. There's one more game I forgot to mention. Cat Quest.
Okay. That's all I've been playing. All right, let's move on to Stinkos. Eric, let's start with yours.
My Stinko of the week would be another shitty school not doing anything about the bullying situation, which led to the death of an 8-year-old. Basically, the headline here says, parents of 8-year... stupid ads. Parents of 8-year-old who hanged himself file a lawsuit against Cincinnati schools.
I know, I talked about this.
Yeah, he talked about that last week, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was maybe last week, but I have done this.
Yeah, but we've already talked about that. But it's just going to get worse with the current climate. Breakman, what's your stinko of the week?
Are you sure it was last week? Because I know you did.
It might have been a couple weeks ago. I don't know.
Yeah, I might have. I don't think I ever.
Yeah. No, we did.
Well, I think this might be a follow up to that story. So they're assuming.
Okay, well, go ahead and read it then.
Says the parents of Gabriel Tay, the 8-year-old boy who hanged himself with a necktie in his Cincinnati home in January, have filed a lawsuit against the Cincinnati Public School District.
Yeah, Eric.
Silver writes.
Yeah, Eric. What? Hang on. We've already been over this. You didn't listen to last week.
He said there might be an update. Let him finish.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What's
says Silver writes some awful death. Says after his death, the Cincinnati Police homicide detector reviewed security video from the boy's school. So I guess they have evidence that the school can't overlook anymore.
Well, that has always been out. Like, that's the thing. Like, they dispute it. Yeah. The school says he just fainted as opposed to what's going on. Because it's the thing with most video cameras is there's a delay.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is, he saw bullying and behavior that could even rise to the level of criminal assault. So his story against the schools.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Well, that it depends on how people interpret that video, because you don't in the video you can't see the bully hit him because of how it is. Like the video is it's really choppy. It's a security camera, and most of them suck.
Yeah, they suck.
Technology's gotten a lot better, but you know, for most places like schools and stuff, they don't have the latest technology.
Yeah, schools.
Or most expensive stuff.
Yeah, schools.
But what you see is him getting backed up against the corner, and then the bully getting up in his face, and then you see him falling to the ground. And the school has said, and they stick with this, that he fainted.
Oh, bullshit.
Which, even if he did, the main reason someone faints is because they're scared.
Yeah.
Well, this doesn't actually mention anything about the fainting.
Yeah.
That's the school's, you know, their thing, whatever their stance.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to yours, Breakman.
Oh, mine goes to we've actually kind of speculated about this.
Yeah, before. Freak, because I was in the episode and I don't think we talked about
Hang on, last week. Eric,
I think Break's referring to like something he did like months ago.
Eric, let Break do his story, dude.
He was answering them in chat. My stinko. We've talked about this, kind of speculated, and complained lots of times about subscription fees. Well, I have. There's going to be a new one from the Disney company. They have announced that they're going to be pulling their Netflix support.
Yeah.
Because they're going to launch their own subscription service.
Of course.
They're already doing it with ESPN, which will be at the end of 2018, or sometime 2018. And then by 2019, Disney is going to have its own subscription service.
Yeah.
That means we're probably going to start seeing less Disney stuff as we're going to have to go there. I think they own ABC.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. So we'll still see. We're still going to see some Disney stuff, like I'm sure, like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. As long as it doesn't get canceled, it'll be okay.
Yeah,
but I have reason to use my parents' Netflix other than Voltron.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, this might be a good thing. I was reading about this, Breakman. This might cause us to not have to rely on the fucking cable companies always, like fucking Comcast and Time Warner and all those goddamn stupid-ass cable companies out there. So this might be a good thing. I'm not 100% sure, but what I was reading...
I don't know how, if you're going to... Say all you if you want to watch like Star Wars and Marvel, that's now you're instead of having like Netflix, now you're gonna have to go to that. And if you want to watch stuff on Netflix, like say you're like Orange Is the New Black,
or, yeah,
just another thing as you said, keep track of and pay for.
Hold
Voltron,
on,
Voltron. Then you have to watch that. But yeah. And like me and Frank, we love sports.
Yeah.
Hold on. So what? Now we have to get the ESPN app too.
No.
Plus our local television to catch the local games.
Doesn't Disney own DreamWorks?
Okay, hold on.
I thought they were competitors.
No, they're competitors.
I thought that was Universal.
Look, check this out. This is how it could be good. Okay, yes, you are right. Then we might have to buy X, right, or Z. Here's the thing, though. We pay Comcast or Time Warner or whoever hundreds upon hundreds of dollars a month. Like the bill that I was paying was almost. Just for the internet, $50. Well, if I can pay $50 for the internet and I still have my Netflix subscription, which is still going to have a ton of great shows, and even a Disney one for all the Marvel and series and stuff that you get, and let's say they charge $10, which I can't imagine them charging $9.99 a month. You're still at $20 for programming, and then the local channels are free digitally, so there really isn't any reason to have cable anymore. I mean, as long as your internet is beefed up to the max.
Well, you're assuming that their service is going to have their entire catalog
available.
Well,
yeah, that's assuming, which I'm sure it will. Like, why?
I don't know if it's going to be a complete on-demand service that's going to replace their cable stations.
Yeah, well, no, look, and the other one is HBO, right? The big one is HBO. So let's say you spend $30 a month. That's a significant less amount of money than what you're paying now with the cable company. So, you know, I think fuck the cable companies and let's just have everything internet-based. And we get to pick and choose. Like, I've been saying this. I used to work.
That'd be cool if my cable internet wasn't also from my television provider.
Well, so get rid of your TV and just go to cable.
I did get rid of the TV. I'm only paying for internet, but I'm still going through them. Because there isn't anybody else, because they have a monopoly.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is just keep the internet, drop the TV, and get what you want instead of what they tell you. Like, you don't really have a choice when you get stuff from Comcast, okay? They have three different packages, basic, mid, and ultimate, right? And they've thrown in a few here and there of different things, and they give you promotions and stuff. But they control what you watch. I like having control of what I watch. I haven't had cable TV in quite a long time, and I'm just fine without it. Like
I have DirecTV. Like how do you catch sports without
there's plenty of ways to see your sports. The local channels are free. You can get an antenna.
The local channels are free, right? But to watch,
isn't there
baseball,
a sports package on the Xbox One?
Well, yeah, and then probably. And then there's sports packages that you can get even through DirecTV if you want the NFL ticket, which is awesome. It costs a little bit more, but dude, this is a good age if you're looking at getting TV that you want as opposed to what the fucking companies want, like Comcast.
And this is assuming your prices are fair, but I'm worried.
I mean,
this won't be fair.
I hope you're right, but I don't. From my
if it's like Crunchyroll, you pay $6 a month, and sure.
Hmm.
But
my personal perspective is that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be $10 here, $10 here, $10 here. Netflix is like $13 or something like that. And
10 bucks. 10, I bucks. Pay.
Whatever. Like, but
it used to be 14 bucks for both digital and DVDs. Now it's 10 bucks for each.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with paying 10 bucks for their streaming because there's plenty of content, even without Disney.
But I'm saying, like, it's going to be, like, if you're going to watch one show, you're going to need this. If to watch something else, you're going to need this, and you're going to need this, and you're going to have to pay for all of them.
That could be another free-for-all topic, the shittiness of Netflix's digital distribution for anime.
We could talk about that later, but yeah, no.
There are definitely like problems with the way Netflix does things, and Hulu for that matter, like adding and then taking away stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It has more to do with being able to pay.
Yeah, that's
wanting to pay.
It's licensing issues and paying.
I said the way they do it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh. No, there's no question about that. But I like this better. I like being able to pick my channels, as opposed to the cable company picking them for me, for sure. All right. Now, my Stinko. This is going to be a huge topic. We might go a little over on today's show because we still got Sweetos and some reviews. But what I want to talk about is I think it's almost inevitable that we are going to go to nuclear war with North Korea. I know it's fear-mongering and all this stuff, but Trump has proven over and over that when you expect him to do something, he does do something. You know what I mean? So it's scary. It's dangerous. It's un-American, in my opinion. And if Mueller doesn't hurry up and get this motherfucker out of here, we're going to be in a nuclear war. So, you know, I've seen this for a long time.
If we go to war, it'll be because they attack.
No.
It's not – he's not going to – like, he needs permission from Congress to go to war.
He absolutely does not need that. We saw him drop bombs in Syria without Congress's approval. So
– Obama did shit without their approval either.
They did that. I'm talking those. They did do those things, but going to all out war at that point, Congress would have a reason to have him removed.
They've had plenty of reason to remove him and haven't even lifted a finger. Break, man. You're trusting.
They have no proof or evidence of most of the stuff that they talk
you're
about.
You're trusting a Republican Congress to step up to the plate and prevent this guy from doing anything that he's done?
Because they don't want a war with China.
Well, it's coming.
Nobody wants a war with China. And the only one who'd want any of that would be Trump himself. But look, there are things in place that would stop that. We're not – because if we go to war with North Korea, if we were to attack them, China said flat out, we will attack you.
Yes, that's true. And it's awful. And Russia's sitting back there just kind of laughing.
If Dungeon Buster says, I highly doubt we're going to war. I'm not saying we absolutely won't, but I don't think it will escalate that far. I don't either. Like, look, I don't think this is going to turn into a nuclear war, even if it turned into war.
We thought for sure that we were through with slavery, right? Well, I think it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt now, with the people going in Virginia on that campus holding torches. Slavery is alive and well in the prison system. And the Ku Klux Klan and those type of people are still out there. If we keep denying this and we keep normalizing everything, shit will happen. That's why I'm hoping beyond hope that Robert Mueller finds something to put all this to an end so we don't go to a nuclear war. You don't think that Trump will at least attempt to do it? And if you think the generals are going to stand up and say no, you've got another thing coming, man. These generals do what the commander-in-chief tells them to do. So I'm not putting it past Trump to actually hit the button. And it is, to me, it takes a hold of everything. This is the concentration. We need Mueller to put an end to this chaos that we're having in the White House one way or another. And then we also need Congress to have a spine and say, we are not going to war. We are not doing this. And actively say these things before it actually happens. Yeah, Dungeon Buster said China had to act like the adult in the room and calm down Trump. But it's not calming him down. He's still saying and doing things that are...
He's still saying things. Him and Kim Jong-un are both saying lots of things.
Yes, they are saying
things. It's all talk at this point. Now, they are saying that next week, well, I guess it's about just a few days now, they're planning to do another another missile test launch. But this time they're going to launch it in the area of Guam.
Well, you know that...
That's what should concern us more than anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that they did file a... an ICBM at Guam, and it landed 40 kilometers off of their coast, right? I mean, that's what they did. So they are capable of producing intercontinental ballistic missiles at the United States right now. So
And we have missile systems capable of destroying.
I read about that.
Of defense systems capable. Doubt that?
I know we have them, but they when they were listen.
I thought you said you doubt that. No. Like, what are you talking about? No. The technology listen. I've seen is ridiculous.
No, we have it, but here's the thing, Breakman. Those tests are not the results that they got back are about 50%. So we're taking about a 50% chance that that thing will hit Guam. If we rely on our missile systems, our countermeasures. So, you know what? We can all think that shit isn't going to happen till it happens. I'm not one to be that
way.
Well,
our system, our missile defense systems are actually good enough to protect us against what North Korea is right. talking about.
Right.
It's but, if we went to war with China, then there'd be a problem.
Yeah.
They have enough missiles that our missile defense system couldn't stop all of the missiles.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. And all the stuff that's going on in Virginia is crazy, too. I've been saying it for a long time. These people are emboldened now. Trump has basically said it's not okay to be transgender. It's not okay to be a minority. It's not okay to question any authority, including the police. And it's also okay for police to kill people and still have their job. And people like Colin Kaepernick, who are definitely...
Well, I agree with everything you said, but that last part isn't just him. That has been every fucking president before him.
Yeah, no,
as far
no
as
question.
Cops killing and keeping their jobs
no
and such.
No question.
It's been, even yeah. under Obama,
yep.
it was same thing. Yep.
Absolutely, dude. I couldn't agree with you more, Breakman. It's been going on for a very long time.
But as far as like he is normalizing like the hate speech and he's approving
yes.
when he makes jokes about don't be too careful when you put the prisoner in the back and you bump yep. their head on the yep. cop car, yep. you know, stuff yep. like that. Like, yeah, he absolutely is. I'm not arguing with any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And
it's the most horrible piece of shit ever. We agree.
Also,
I mean.
Also, Breakman and everybody who's listening, he's a madman. Okay, he's out of touch with reality, and
yeah, I don't disagree with that either.
His silence is even worse, Breakman. There have been several veterans that have died in Afghanistan that he has not said one word about. I mean, he praises Putin at every turn like he's a god. He condemns our processes, and I mean, I don't know what else we can do to say.
He said both. If you listen or read his tweets, he'll say one thing and then like a month later, so the exact opposite.
So this makes him doubly as dangerous.
He's nuts.
He is crazy, and it's time to get him the fuck out of here. Like, literally, put him in a cell. Like, he is...
But see, another... But his craziness is that he wants a wall built. Like, that's his main focus. And he is, if you've been paying attention, been cutting funding to lots of different things and kind of stockpiling that money. And and me and a lot of other people are speculating that money he is trying to get his wall built. A war would be so incredibly expensive that he would never get his wall built.
Well, the war...
He has priorities. A war with North Korea is not a priority on his list.
Well, if we keep on thinking that, that's when shit's going to happen, man. And I'm telling you guys, like, I was the one that said, look...
But if we think the opposite, if we all thought like you, what was going to happen? Nothing. We can't do anything, Frank. And you can't do a goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah, we can, dude. We can pressure our Congress people, say, hey, enough is enough.
There are tons of people pressuring Congress.
I want to be part of that people that pressure Congress and say, you know what? Enough is enough. We got to get this guy out of here. And that's why I'm hoping Mueller, of all people, a goddamn Republican, can just...
Mueller...
Yeah, Mueller.
Mueller.
Ferris Mueller.
Better Ferris Mueller. It's scary times is all I'm saying, and we can't rest until he is out.
Right now, this strikes me as the Cuban Missile Crisis.
It's worse than that, because at least John F. Kennedy had a cool head. I'm not saying he was perfect, but...
Well, he was busy banging teenagers in his pool to,
Dude.
He just got done banging a couple of strippers. Of course he was relaxed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that has nothing to do with...
He also wasn't a big baby like Trump, though.
Yeah, he's
nobody's a big baby like Trump.
Right. So, I mean, this guy gets unnerved by people telling him things on Twitter. Like, seriously, that's our president right there. Dude, I'm baffled by this whole thing, and maybe I'm jaded because I have a different view of the world. I don't know.
I've seen a war of words between rich people.
There's no question about that. It's a war of words, but war of words with man-childs that have access to nuclear codes, and that's not cool. And it should never happen.
Yeah, but one of them needs approval. To start going, unless we're attacked, one of them needs approval to go to nuclear war.
The other one
can do whatever the hell he wants.
No. You know why I know that's not true, Breakman? Number one, he bombed Syria without congressional approval. And the last time I checked, when you bomb a different state, that's a declaration of war. Okay. Number two. There is something in Congress. You are right. They're supposed to get the president is supposed to get congressional approval, but they have it where it's retroactive 60 days. So the president can authorize something, and then Congress gets it on their desk, and then they say either yes they approved or no they didn't. In the meantime, you got 60 days that Trump can do whatever he wants.
Let me stop you here. So we bombed Syria months ago?
Yes.
We're not at war with Syria.
I would beg to differ, and so would the troops that are on the ground.
We're not at war with Syria. We are not in active combat with them. We support their troops.
We are
not in active combat with them.
We are on the ground in Syria as we speak. I hate to break that to
supporting
you,
troops. We're supporting them. We're not. Because any active involvement is considered war.
We are actively doing things there. We did bomb
Syria. Yeah, we're using
Syria.
Drones and stuff.
You think that's okay? Using drones is the same as putting people on the ground, dude. It's no different.
Well, no.
It's no different.
It's different. It is different. There's more lives at stake when you're putting your own lives at stake when you put men in the ground as opposed to putting a drone in the air.
Well,
you're not risking your own self.
I know one thing, Breakman. When we drop bombs on that supposed chemical attack, which is still baffles me and a lot of people, it's like when Colin Powell said there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. He was lying. They are lying. And that's what pisses me off.
That was all of them. That was every single one of them.
Yes.
They all sat and told us this is they have weapons of mass destruction.
This
is everyone. They were selling it to us hard. The military said they found this.
And they were lies.
It was actually started with the CIA.
Yes, and they were lies. Yeah. Washington Post is another one. Washington Post and New York Times are putting things in the paper because they're warmongering. They're trying to get a war. So you know that the CIA has a $600 million deal with the Washington Post? They have a
look. I know there are people who definitely want war because it's big business to them.
Yes, it's the.
But there are a lot of other people where if we go to war, it's going to hurt their finances, and that's not what they want.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Every time we say that, we're in another war. Before Barack
Obama. But listen, this is North Korea. This is different. North Korea has been the thorn in our side for a very long time.
A thorn in our side for what? They haven't said
anything. And threats and everything else.
Right.
The only thing that's different now is because nobody has actually really done anything to stop them from building nuclear weapons. They're building nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and so is Russia, and so is China, and so is everybody
else. They already had them. They've already had them.
Yeah, I know, and we're okay with all of it. We're just okay with all of it. That's what I'm saying. Breakman, it's not.
No, not. What are you? What? Nobody's saying they're okay with it. I'm just saying. I just said that we did nothing to stop them. Is our government, Russia, China, nobody has done anything to stop them from building nuclear armaments.
Right.
And now they have them. This is our concern. It's for the whole world. Yeah, is that a man child?
It's not entirely true. We
but.
Have...
We have to hope that he isn't crazy enough to start war.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously shown that he has the ability to reach Guam.
So far, all he has done is talk.
Yep.
The horrible things he has done has been to his own people.
There's no question about that. But
what he has done to his own people is terrible, but he hasn't actually attacked anybody.
Here's my argument. Here's my argument, Break. Both of those leaders, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, are man-childs, right? We both agree on that.
Right.
Donald Trump has authorized bombs in Syria, okay? That in itself, there was no basis for it. They gave us a lie that there was a big chemical attack. There was no chemical attack. On the citizens there.
There was.
No, there wasn't.
There were the white mask people confirmed that.
Well, they
I'm basically saying like the Red Cross and people like the Doctors Without Borders. They confirmed there was a chemical attack.
A chemical attack not by the government of Syria, but by
that's
maybe
what's
Al-Qaeda.
Really in question is who. Launch the chemical attack. Okay. That you can dispute. That there are a lot of fights about that, but there was a chemical attack.
There was no reason to do what Trump did. No reason. And to boot, he told the Russians, he basically gave warning that he was going to bomb there, so get your troops out. And all they did was bomb on the side of a runway where airplanes take off. That's it. But in the process, he killed civilians doing that. So I'm not okay with that. Whether they're civilians from the United States or Syria or anywhere in the Middle East or Russia or anywhere else. Anytime innocent people.
When you say stuff like that, you make it sound like I am.
No.
That's kind of like your insinuation is if you're disagreeing with me, you're saying it's okay to kill civilians.
No, absolutely
I'm not saying
not.
No. No proof of anything that's happened.
No. That's not what I'm saying because I know you, Breakman. You're a good person. You just are. And you say things that come on into your mind like I do. What I'm
I do need a filter. Dungeon Buster in chat says, when Frank has to use the restroom, that's a chemical attack.
How dare you, Dungeon Buster. How dare you. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. And MXT says, Frank Jong-un, get out of here, you sons of bitches. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled too. That's number two for you today, and that's appropriate because we're talking about pooping.
When Frank farts, that is a chemical.
Frank John Un.
How dare you? I'm just saying, look, we've said this can't
but
happen.
But basically, you have to hope I'm right.
I have to hope that, but I can't tell you.
Frank's Buster.
How dare you, Dungeon Buster? How dare you?
I love our shadows.
I know.
Ancient Frank.
How dare you guys? No, but what I'm saying, Breakman, is, you know, you just can't rest on your laurels, you know? You can't think that it's not going to happen, because we thought Trump wasn't going to get voted.
I know. Yeah, I got that going against
me. We shouldn't gameplay it, basically.
No, it's not against you, Breakman. It's just saying that these things can happen. And I think...
I mean, there's always a possibility of anything happening.
Look, if Robert Mueller comes back and says there's nothing wrong, great, there's nothing wrong. But I think we all know there is something wrong. And if he does find something wrong, we're in a constitutional crisis like we've never seen. So, you know, it's just how dare you, Freak Five? How dare you, Freak Five? Son of a bitch.
For the listeners who don't know what just happened, since Freak was exiled, as they say, he's in another butt pick.
MXT, I've got stuff figured out, dude. Next week we're either going to be on Twitch or YouTube. It depends. Maybe all three at once. I don't know. I'll see if I can't include that. But I'm going to move away from Wicked Radio just because I need to get stuff on YouTube, and it's the easiest way to do it. So I think I got everything squared away. All right, we spend a lot of time.
I have a question, yes. Freak. Are you sending your butt or somebody else's? Because I think you should be sending increasingly hairier butt pics.
I'll go ahead and I'll put them for everybody to see on the video. Ugh! How dare you, Freak Five?
I don't want eye cancer, please.
Yeah, I can't put that one on the air, but the other one I could for sure. How dare you, Freak Five?
no one. There's an endless supply of pictures of butts that no one wants to see.
Yes. All right, let's move on to our sweetos. Breakman.
Fuck, I wrote it down, I thought. I don't know where I put it.
Can't remember?
No, I don't have one. Let's just move on.
All right, Eric, let's go with you. If you find it, Breakman, just...
I don't have any either.
Okay, I do. It has to do with Robert Mueller. He seems
Mueller.
He seems to be getting closer to indictments. Like, he has a grand jury, and anytime you have a federal grand jury involved, there are going to be indictments. Like, you don't.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine all the shady business deals he's had around the world. Like, I'm imagining that's what they're gonna find.
I hope
it's some shady Russian deals.
Yeah. This is my nuclear reaction as a reaction to Frank. How dare you? It's working because I don't want to say that word right now because the last picture you sent me, Freak Five, but I will if I have to. I'll use my nuclear option.
He didn't answer though. Like, well, are they the same butt or are they different butts you're getting?
Yeah, probably different. They're different. The last one you sent me was awful. But anyways, it was him, like, I don't know what the hell he was doing, some type of goatsy.
Yeah, I just thought, like, he was going to start sending, like, he was going to start with his butt and then start sending you, like, his wife's butt.
He just sent me
like some old, like, his grandparents' butts or something, you know, just increasingly different butts, just different butts.
Yeah. The first one he sent was of himself.
And if your grandparents are gone, I'm sorry, Freak. I was just using a reference. I didn't, sorry.
Yeah. No, Freak Five sent me a furry one of himself dressed up in a fox costume or something, and then the next one was just him in all his glory.
No butt. Costume, huh?
Wow. No costume, just butt glory is all it was. Does anybody
Did he have a sign over it that says open invite?
Yeah, exactly. So I think Mueller getting this grand jury is actually a good thing. I just hope he can prevent nuclear war. That's it. Triggered, Freak Five says. How dare you? All right, reviews. Real quick, I got a review for Annabelle Creation. I say go see it. I was very pleasantly surprised. I heard good things. I hated the first one.
I know. I don't even know. Like, I keep hearing, like, this one's good. Like, I hated the first one so much.
I did.
Brett rocks it, at least.
I hate it.
The first one was so bad. Yes. Like, it was like the by-the-books horror movie.
Yeah, it was awful. It was just awful. It was a horrible movie.
Bad.
Yeah, but I did like this one a lot.
Here, look, here's a horror movie where we've learned no lessons about horror in the last 20 years.
Yeah. No, this horror movie was actually very clever, very creative, and scary. If you haven't had a chance, I give it a solid.
I like The Conjuring. Those movies were good, but the Annabelle was just so bad.
No,
so
this
maybe.
One,
I don't know.
One is good, dude. Annabelle Creation is good. I'm telling you, I hated the first one. I couldn't stand it.
It was so terrible.
Like, but this one is super good, man. This one, this one's really good. I give it an 8 out of 10. That's how much I like this one.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's definitely worth seeing in the theater, too, with surround sound stuff. So, 8 out of 10. All right, Eric, you have a couple. Let's get through them. We're up against
them. Well, in review of Dunkirk.
Yeah, let's do Dunkirk, man.
Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan's latest film.
Yeah.
And it's a biopic on the Battle of Dunkirk, France.
Yep.
During World War II. And it's about, the movie in particular is about, are some of the people in the movie based on real life? I don't know if it's a biopic or if it's like a historical fiction.
You know what? I think it's historical fiction, if I'm not mistaken. It's an absolutely beautiful, Dungeon Buster might know in chat,
But anyways, it's about several different characters that shuffle through their perspectives through the course of the movie, and it's only an hour and like 48 minutes long, so it's under 2 hours. So that's nice for a Nolan movie, because most Nolan movies are 2 hours or more.
Not just that, but most war movies are like 2 hours or more.
Yeah,
but
so short for a war movie.
Yep.
But it's about, it's predominantly about this one kid who's trying to escape Dunkirk along with his buddy. And then the whole situation with the movie is that they're basically stranded on Dunkirk because their military won't send them boats.
Yeah.
They finally get boats, but they're not, like, military boats. They're civilian boats that they repurposed. Because they need to save those boats for the actual battle for Britain.
Yeah.
During, you know, the Blitzes.
Yeah. No, it overall, dude, this is probably one of the best war movies. And I know they've done World War II, you know, but they've never done it from this perspective, from our allies' perspective this well. I highly recommend watching this movie. I love Dunkirk. It was...
It technically can be considered a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so. I don't see any reason why any war movie...
Real world horror.
Yeah. No, it's good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was... you know, the action sequences are spectacular. The heroism is at the forefront. The story is awesome. What those people went through, like you really got a feel for what they did. So, I'm really happy that Nolan took on such an ambitious project. Like it puts the action sequences in Pearl Harbor to shame. And I know Pearl Harbor was terrible, but
it's a bay joint, of course it's terrible.
Yeah, but those sequences were really, really good. I mean, I really liked a lot of what I saw from them. So, good on them. They did something really good. What else, Eric?
I'd probably give it a 9.
A 9. Yeah, it was. I look, check this out. I'm actually going to do something.
I don't know if it was the theater I was looking at either, but I think it was recorded with film and not digital film. So,
Yeah.
it has a grainy old-time movie-like
Yep.
feel to it.
Yep. Yep.
But it could just been my theater and having a shitty projector and a shitty screen to project on.
No, I think they did do both digital and film, but you did get kind of that, but you're gonna get that grainy type stuff when you're at a theater most of the time anyways, because of, like you said, projectors. But man, yeah, no, it's good stuff, dude, for sure. I thought that they did a
Well, the
really.
projector I saw the movie in actually had a tiny little tear in it somewhere,
Oh
so I
boy.
could tell
Oh boy.
that there's like this tiny little hole.
That's.
I mean, you could still see the image, but you could still see the fact that light was showing through it.
Oh, that sucks, dude. That's like a dead pixel.
It's a tiny hole, but it was like still noticeable.
Yeah, no, that sucks. I actually would give it a 10 out of 10. I didn't see anything wrong with that movie at all. So, 10 out of 10
That's
for
just
me.
Asheville Theater not being good.
Yeah. All right, what
So,
else you got, Eric?
I did see Atomic Blonde, and
Yeah.
this is a weird trip of a spy movie.
Yeah. Oh, we lost the stream for a second, but that's okay. I'm getting it back up here.
There's some people online that says like, well, why don't we have like a gender flopped James Bond movie? And this is kind of an answer to that. It's not James Bond with the female, but it is a spy movie that's kind of like a James Bond movie, but not really. But
Yeah.
Charlize Theron is playing someone who I don't think we ever learn their real name because, spies and fake names and stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe they did mention it once and I just missed it and I didn't catch it, so it didn't commit to memory. But anyways, it's about her trying to find this list that has a that is a listing of a bunch of like shady deals that went down between all the special ops and stuff that all the different spy agencies during the Cold War were doing. And the person was trying like they're trying to track down a person who might have stolen it to sell it to someone to prevent the Cold War going on for like several other years. Or decades even, but the antagonist from Split was in it, and he also, if you don't know who that is, maybe you know who he is from the X-Men First Class films.
Oh, McAvoy.
McAvoy, yeah. And basically she hooks up with and teams up with him in order to try to track them down. But lots of stuff goes sideways after that, though. But it is kind of like Baby Driver in the sense that it is kind of a music video, constantly playing 80s music all over the place.
Yeah. I remember I made that point about Baby Driver, that it played more like a musical than anything. I kind of like that. If musicals were like Baby Driver, I would see more musicals, but I'm not a big fan of musicals. What about you,
Yeah,
Blake?
just play music and not have people song and dance because you're supposed to be telling a story. Why are you suspending the reality of the film's storyline to do a song? Not to mention they're too showy and gosh, for my taste.
No, I agree. I'm writing messages to with my newfound tools on
I give
OBS.
Atomic Blonde a 7.5.
Yeah, all right. So I should go see it. Would you suggest that I go see it at the theater,
The
Eric?
cheap
Or
theater, you mean?
yeah, well, no, like at the real theater.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, shit, maybe I might do that after we get done here. But yeah, that's cool, man. So what are we out? Brakeman, are you back?
Wait, yeah, I didn't go
Should
anywhere. What?
I want to do a tiny little review. It's not even really a review, it's just my thoughts on season 3 of Voltron. I was kind of disappointed in the fact that it was only 7 episodes long.
Yeah.
I haven't watched
it. I have every reason to believe now, though, that that's the reason that it was so short is because season 4 is going to be short, and I think season 4 is going to close out the series.
Well,
Not doing as well as they'd hoped, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Either that or, like I said, they're planning to close out the series. There's not much left to do other than have another round of episodes to close out the series.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Because I don't know where they go beyond stopping Prince Lotor's plan.
Yeah. All right.
Unless they want to dive into the vehicle Voltron stuff, which I don't think they want to do.
Yeah, I hope not.
All right,
they can do a spin-off if they want, but don't jump the shark.
Yeah. Final question to you guys. Are we going to war with North Korea, yes or no? I'll start with Break.
Ooh. Although I don't think it's going to escalate to nuclear. I don't know. I honestly don't know if there's going to be a war. I'm going to go with no.
You're going to go with no? Okay, what about you, Eric?
Probably no, but if it does happen, I hope it ends with North Korea finally being liberated, at least.
Yeah. Those people have suffered way too much, man. We always talk about, other countries like they're just something to not care about, but I actually do care.
You know what I want to see, and I know a lot of people are just they've talked about, like, why don't we just send a strike team in and kill him and stuff like that. I don't want to see him die.
Those people are fucking idiots and racists. Yeah. Because right, they have no regard for human life other than American life. And even then, probably less than that.
That's not racist. That's nationalist.
Yeah, but nationalism can.
There's overlap.
Okay, but what was I gonna say? But what I want to see is him to go to a prison where he can, rot for the rest of his life, where he's lived this life of luxury, where he's had no, he's had people work on him hand and foot. I want him to sit in the cell. And
somehow, as much as I want that, that probably won't happen. It'll probably end up with him dying.
You know what we can talk about?
Because apparently people think killing someone's a better punishment than, an actual worse punishment. Like, then depriving them of the one thing that they enjoy.
Yeah. I think, as far as killing somebody, it should be if they are somebody who is going to keep... If it's the only way to stop them, if it has to be done. But for the most part, like him, he can rot in a jail cell. I think that'd be perfect.
I perfectly agree with you, and I also want Donald Trump to live in a jail cell too.
Agreed.
I really do, and it's ridiculous.
So they can just sit there in that jail cell
where he has no access to Twitter.
no Twitter, but and they can just sit there and they have to do the chores, like they have to work somewhere.
Also, complete forfeiture of all of his stocks.
No,
And sit in a little bitty cell for most of your time you have to share with some complete stranger.
Yeah, Mug, and I discussed this, punishments, and at first we're like, the penalty for treason is death and stuff like that. I don't, if he gets treason charges on him, I don't want the death penalty. I actually don't want the death penalty, period, but... In his case, I want him to stay.
Death is too good for anyone.
I want him to stay in a prison cell for the rest of his life with no luxuries. No Twitter, no computer. The only thing he has is books. How about
that? And with both of them, I want them to have TVs, but the only thing they can see, or computers, the only thing they can see are the images of what's become of the places that they're no longer in charge of. Here's what's becoming of America without you. Here's what's becoming of North Korea without you. I want Kim Jong-un sit in his cell until he's 90 years old and just watch how happy the people are without his tyrannical rule.
Big time.
And I want Trump to sit in a cell where he can know that there are no girls he can touch in there.
Yeah, period. Exactly.
No women, no girls, nothing you can't assault anybody.
No luxury.
And you can't to the party either.
No Twitter and no females. Yeah. Sorry about your luck, babe.
You missed it, Wayland.
Hey, does anybody in chat want me to do a GDP after the show? Let me know if you do, and I might do it. It take me a few minutes to get ready. But anyways, that's about the end of the show. Your plugs, Breakman.
There was something I wanted to ask you about, but I can't even remember. It was about the whole like situation and North Korea and stuff. But
if you remember,
you can follow me at Frank Branches.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
At RP Grinders on Twitter as well.
Oh, that too, and at Break _ Man.
Yeah.
What did I miss besides the show? You missed some fun things.
Oh yeah.
There was a lot. You missed an argument between me and Frank as usual.
Not an argument. We're actually friends.
Discussion over North Korea.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about North Korea and Trump's ass.
Yeah.
And the hairy asses in general.
Yep. Exactly. Freak Vibes in particular. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
I just saw this funny tweet on Twitter. I almost laughed. I had to control myself. You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG and sites that I've written for, Boston Bash Brigade, HonestGamers.com, excuse me, and VogNetwork.com, and TotallyGN.com. And then there's my YouTube page, Funny T-Man. And I think I'll have my video of another version of the apple, candied apple versions of the cowtails. And that's it.
All right. My plugs are as follows. I highly recommend you go see Annabelle Creation. It is a vast improvement on its predecessor. Go see it. Next week, we are either going to be on YouTube or Twitch. If I can get Twitch to work with YouTube, then we will be on both. So if you're used to getting – this is mostly for the chatters. If you're used to getting into our show on the Wicked Radio website, next week is going to be a little different. I'm going to test something out. So next week, the chat might be the same, or we could just direct you over to the proper chat. Either event, we'll be back next week. Do you guys have anything else? Besides
butts? I'm sorry, what? No.
Besides butts? Anyways.
Yeah, no more butts. Yeah, no more butts. Just kidding. Lots of butts.
All right, thanks for joining on this edition.
Apparently there's going to be a concert that Freak is going to. It's going to be a 90s concert, and it's going to have Vanilla Ice, Salt and Pepper, Call Me Bad, Coolio, Tone Loc, Rob Bass, and Young MC.
That sounds awesome. I actually met Vanilla Ice. So I'll have to tell you guys that story next week.
You're going to have to kind of tell us now.
Nope. I'm going to have to tell you
next week. No. Yeah. You have to tell us now.
Nope. Next week. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to make sure that you're here next week. Until then, we're out. Sound quality is going to get better, I promise. Later, we're out.